C.S. Adan Duale unveils new health financing model to boost universal health coverage. Taifa Care model drives sustainable healthcare access under one plan, one budget system. Kenya, the 28th of November 2025, Health Cabinet Secretary Adan Duale on Friday, November 28, 2025, convened a consultative meeting with Development Partners Health Kenya, DPHK, to discuss the rollout of the country's new health financing framework and align partner support with national health priorities. During the session, the Ministry of Health presented a comprehensive health financing framework that integrates partner-supported programs into Kenya's Universal Health Coverage, UHC, roadmap. At the core of the framework is a unified approach that emphasizes one plan, one budget, and one monitoring and evaluation system, designed to improve coordination, reduce duplication, and enhance outcomes across the health sector. The consultative meeting explored emerging investment opportunities and potential areas for technical collaboration under the Taifa Care model, a sustainability-focused approach aimed at expanding access to quality and efficient healthcare for all Kenyans. C.S. Duale highlighted the government's key initiatives driving health sector transformation, including the Social Health Authority, SHA, which now covers 27.7 million registered Kenyans. The SHA provides a structured mechanism for delivering essential health services while reducing out-of-pocket payments for patients. Speaking shortly after addressing the Joyful Women's 16th Thanksgiving ceremony at Kasarani, C.S. Duale highlighted the ministry's collaboration with private stakeholders, including Roche, a global pharmaceutical and diagnostics company. He noted that partnership efforts have successfully reduced the cost of Herceptin breast cancer therapy from KSH 120,000 to KSH 40,000 per session, now fully covered under SHA with zero out-of-pocket payments at contracted facilities. In addition, C.S. Duale announced the expansion of the cancer care package under SHA, increasing coverage from KSH 550,000 to KSH 800,000, effective the 1st of December 2025. The expansion is intended to make life-saving cancer treatment accessible to all Kenyans, regardless of income. Beyond financial reforms, C.S. Duale highlighted other initiatives transforming healthcare delivery in Kenya, including the development of a digital health superhighway for more efficient health service management, the scale-up of community health promoters, CHPs, to strengthen grassroots health service delivery, efforts to bolster local pharmaceutical and medical supplies manufacturing, ongoing initiatives to develop a competent health workforce capable of meeting growing demands. The cabinet secretary emphasized that the new financing model prioritizes transparency, accountability, and results-driven investment, promoting coordinated, high-impact interventions across the sector. Accompanied by Principal Secretary for Medical Services, DRIVE, Omuma Oluga, and senior ministry officials, C.S. Duale urged development partners to familiarize themselves with the framework and deepen collaboration with government efforts to accelerate progress toward achieving universal health coverage.